Hello there, everybody. It's Mike Arrigo, and welcome to what I hope is going to be a very informal podcast for everyone. I've actually gotten several requests to do this, and it's something I had kind of wanted to do anyway, but the requests for it actually made it all the more interesting. What I'm going to do in this podcast is hopefully demonstrate and compare some of the GPS applications that are available for the iPhone. Some of you may have listened to some of my Macintosh and iPod Touch podcasts, and thank you so much for all the kind words on those. And, of course, Apple has really led the way when it comes to built-in accessibility on their devices. And recently, I actually did manage to get myself an iPhone. I bought it used from someone, and it's actually a factory unlocked one, so it's not tied to AT&T like most of the iPhones here in the United States. You actually cannot buy an unlocked iPhone directly from Apple here in the United States because Apple, for some reason, which I do not understand, it makes no sense whatsoever from a business perspective, decided to go exclusively with AT&T here in the U.S., but there are places where you can buy factory-unlocked iPhones and buy them imported, essentially, and that's what this person did, and they upgraded to an iPhone 4. So I have an unlocked iPhone 3GS that I'm using with T-Mobile, and it works very well. And I had heard some about using GPS on the iPhone before I got it, and then once I got an iPhone, I kind of delved into it and tried some different applications, and I'm really impressed. I do have Mobile Geo also. Some of you may have listened to my previous podcast comparing Mobile Geo and Wayfinder Access on Windows Mobile and the Symbian phones. Well, Wayfinder Access is no more. The company that developed that decided to discontinue it because they were basically not making much money off of it, because a lot of navigation now has become free with Google Maps on Android, and the Nokia phones now even offer free navigation with Nokia Maps. So, but Mobile Geo, of course, and the Sendero applications are still around, but for any of you that have used those, you know that those are pretty expensive. I think Mobile Geo is around $700 or $800, and that doesn't even include mobile speak or the phone. That, in my opinion, is a very high price to pay for something that sighted people can get for between $100 and $300 if you get a top of the line unit. And I'm a fan myself of going mainstream whenever possible. Certainly, the specialty note takers may have their place for some people if they want to use those, but I'm a fan of whenever you can go with something mainstream and make it work for you, do that, because then you pay no more for something than a sighted person does. So what I'm going to show you on this podcast is how you can determine where you're at using the iPhone, both street and what's around you, as well as getting directions to a destination. And as far as the navigation and following a route, I'm hopefully going to compare three different applications that I have on the iPhone. One of them is a Navigon Mobile Navigator. The second one is the TomTom GPS application. And the third one is called Captain GPS. And this may be a long podcast because we're comparing three different applications for following routes, and I do want to show you somewhat of how to navigate each one of those applications also. So if you decide you want to get some of these, you have some idea of how to do it. So this may be kind of a long one, so you may want to grab something to drink, sit back, relax. You may want to run it at a faster speed a little bit, even if you can understand it. Feel free to do that with your player. The other app I'm going to show you, and we're going to kind of run this at the same time while we're following a route, is the Sendero Lookaround application. And what this is an app developed by the Sendero Group, which is a really nice application that tells you your location, the closest address what streets you're near, and points of interest that are around you. You can get some of this information from the other applications, but it's hard to do that when you're following a route. The TomTom app will give you some of that actually while you're following a route, but other than that, the best thing to do is to start a route and then put that app in the background and then use the Sendero GPS application to tell where you're at. So that having been said, let's go ahead and get started here because we have a lot to cover here. So let's go ahead and fire up the Navigon Mobile Navigator first. A couple other things I should mention. Using GPS on the iPhone will drain your battery pretty fast. We'll see what... I'm going to try to do this all in, you know, in one sweep here. We'll compare the battery when we start, and then we'll see what it is when we're done. But it will drain your battery quite fast. So you'll definitely want to have a charger with you of some kind, or one of the portable, you know, battery packs. Unfortunately, there's no way to pair the iPhone with one of the common Bluetooth receivers. It doesn't work, and that's a shame. I really wish it did for a couple of reasons. It would save your battery, and I think those GPS receivers are slightly more accurate. The iPhone's is not bad. It's decent, but I think the Bluetooth ones are a little bit more accurate, but the main concern is the battery life. Using the GPS just guzzles the battery like a person would guzzle a drink after a sporting game. So you do want to keep that in mind, and if you're going to be out for a while, try to have a charger with you. Okay, so I've got my iPhone here, and hopefully you'll be able to hear the voice. I don't have it connected to anything external because we're going to be heading out here in just a minute or two, but I do want to show you first how to get around some of these applications. They're very similar, so I'll spend most of my time with the Navigon one, and the TomTom and the Captain GPS apps are pretty similar as far as how you get around them, and I'll point out some differences though as we go along here. Okay, so I have my iPhone here. And what I'm going to do is my screen is locked, so I'm going to press the home button.
524.
Okay, let's turn that volume up a little bit.
Slide to unlock. Slide or double tap.
Okay. So let's go ahead and unlock the screen here. Double tap that.
Messages.
Okay. Let's see what the battery life is on this for starters.
Calendar. 524, 85% battery power.
Okay, 85%. The first thing I have to do is I actually keep the location service feature turned off unless I'm using it to save battery power. I don't know if it uses any battery power when a location-based app is not running, but I don't want to chance that. So I'm not going to cover too much either how to navigate on the iPhone. If you want to know more about that, you can check out my three iPod Touch podcasts. So I'm going to assume, in this case, that you either have an iPhone or that you know how to navigate with that. So let's go into settings.
Utilities, iTunes, App Store, Games, Settings.
Double tap on that.
Settings.
And we have to go to General to turn on location.
Sounds. Wallpaper, general button.
Let me give you another hint too for saving your battery. Since most of us that are using VoiceOver probably can't see the screen anyway, turn on the screen curtain. It's a three-finger triple tap. That's tap three times with three fingers on the trackpad. That will turn on the screen curtain, which actually darkens the screen. It makes it much darker than even turning the brightness down to zero. That will save your battery quite a bit also. Okay, so we're in general here. Let's go to location services.
Spotlight, auto lock. Location services, off.
And we'll go in there.
Location service, location services, off.
And turn that on.
Location services,
okay.
On.
Okay, I'm going to press the home key here and go back to the home screen.
Home. Settings.
Okay, Navigon is actually on, I think it's my third page. I've got everything in alphabetical order here, so
game set setting, page 1 of 5.
Let's go to page 3.
Hypnosis, phone. dictation, ever, rate, dictation, hypnosis, phone.
I know that you can swipe three fingers to the left or right to switch pages, but I find that that gesture doesn't always seem to work. So I think it's a little easier just to tap on the page number. Okay, there's Navigon. By the way, it's spelled N-A-V-I-G-O-N, if anybody wants to purchase that. The TomTom app is just T-O-M-T-O-M. You can search for that in the App Store. And Captain GPS is not spelled in the traditional way. It's actually spelled K-A-P-T-E-N. So if you want to get that app too, that's how you spell that. All right, let's go ahead and open up Navigon here. It takes a second to load because these apps too, by the way, Navigon and TomTom in particular, they don't use a data plan unless you do a Google search for a point of interest, which I'll show you. Then it does access data. Captain GPS uses data a little bit, I think, for different things. The other place where TomTom and Navigon may use data is if you subscribe to the traffic feature, where it'll pick up what the traffic is and try to route you around different things, which I actually don't have that. That will use data. But okay, we are in the Navigon application, and some of these apps, the TomTom one definitely does this. I don't know about Navigon, but TomTom will leave you where you left off when you closed it or when you minimized it. Navigon most of the time seems to start you out at the main menu, which is where we want to be. I'll just show you what options are here. Most of these are self-explanatory, but I will show you how some of this stuff works. So let's just flick to the right here.
Enter an address. Button.
Okay, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Search for POI. Button.
Search for POI. That's where we're going to end up going because we're going to follow a route. Actually, I'm going to use the same place I used for my mobile geo wayfinder demonstration. Mom's Deli, it's called. It's a delicatessen over here. You can get sandwiches. Really good musket chili. Their musket chili is delicious. And so that's the place we're going to go, which, of course, is in the restaurant category. So that's the one we'll be spending most of our time with. But entering an address is very similar. And I'll go ahead and show you how that is done in just a minute, but I want to show you what else is on the main menu.
Take me home. Button.
Take me home. That is, you can enter your home address, and then you can just click on that, and it will guide you to home, wherever you happen to be. It'll guide you home.
Show map. Button.
Show map. That one really doesn't help a blind person very much. It displays the map of where you are. You can have it show the street names on the map, but for the most part, that feature is not something a blind person is going to really find useful.
Selected. Main menu. Button.
Okay, and it says main menu is selected, so that's good. Let's go into settings first, because I do want to show you how to change some options in here, particularly the route type. That's going to be important. So let's keep going to the right.
Favorites. Button.
Favorites is pretty self-explanatory. You can add items to your favorites that you go to frequently. That's not a feature I've ever used, but it is there if you wish to.
Recent. Button.
Recent places that you've been to. Navigon does keep a list of that, and it you can navigate back to those without having to re-enter them. The other reason, too, why I'm spending so much time on Navigon is because that one, at least so far, seems to be the one that most of the blind people are using for the iPhone, and it seems to have the most interest, though TomTom is a great app, too. Captain GPS is okay. Out of the three, it's probably the one I use the least. If someone were to ask me which one should I get, my answer would be, if you can afford it, get Navigon and TomTom, both of those, because there are a couple of things that TomTom does that Navigon doesn't do and vice versa, which I'll try to point out if I remember to. But the other thing is, if you have TomTom and Navigon, you have an app then that uses both of the major map providers. Navigon uses the Navtech maps, and TomTom uses TelAtlas. And the Sendero Lookaround app also uses TelAtlas also. Okay, let's keep going here.
Extras. Button.
Extras. I'm not going to cover too much of that. There's You can buy, that's where the traffic and that type of thing is, I think.
More button.
More, that's got a couple of other miscellaneous things. And actually, I think...
Extras. More button.
Actually, I think settings might actually be in there, so let's go into
selected.
More here.
More heading. Edit button. Contacts.
Okay, contacts. That's the contacts integration.
Root.
Root, which we don't have loaded right now, so there's no root created.
Options.
Options. That's where we need to go. I'll just show you what else is here.
Coordinates.
Coordinates. That'll give you your GPS coordinates, I believe.
Direct help.
Direct help. That's a nice feature. That's a good way to tell where you're at. Actually, if you even if you don't need help, it's a good thing to use to find out where you're at. And I'll show you that once we get outside, because I don't think the GPS signal in here is too good. So let's go back.
Main menu.
Okay, let's go back to options.
Options.
And we'll open that.
Options. More. Back button.
Okay, some of the stuff in here is for how the map is displayed. I'm not going to cover that too much because, again, for a blind person, it really doesn't benefit us very much. But I do want to show you how to set the route options.
Options. Heading. Map display.
Map display. I'm going to go ahead and skip that. The one option you might find useful in there is to show the street names. I think turning that on, if you touch different parts, it might read those out. But again, for a blind person, it's not really that big of a feature that we need to use.
Map view.
Map view. We don't have to really worry about that.
North at top. North at top. Switch button. Off. Night mode. More. Route.
Okay, route.
Route profile.
Route profile is where you actually set the type of route. So let's go ahead and select that.
Options. Back button. Route profile.
Okay, route profile.
Speed profile.
Speed profile. That's... It's not obvious really there, but that is really where you set the pedestrian or the vehicle or, you know, car or that type of thing. Now, the one thing with Navigon, and TomTom doesn't have this problem, but with Navigon, you cannot tell which one is selected here. I'm assuming it does remember the last setting, but if there's any doubt, you'll have to just go in here and reselect the one that you want, because VoiceOver does not tell you that it's... that an option is selected. So let's go into route speed profile.
Back button, speed profile. Car, motorcycle, truck, bicycle, pedestrian with voice announcements.
That's the one you want if you're going to be walking someplace. Of course, for car, if you were going with somebody that was driving. Pedestrian with voice announcements is the one you would want, and that's the last thing that I used. So more than likely, that is still set, but like I say, VoiceOver doesn't tell you that is selected. The other thing about the TomTom app, and I'll show you that when we get to it, is you can set the TomTom one to ask you each time when you create a route, what kind you want. So let's go ahead and set this pedestrian.
Pedestrian with voice.
With voice announcements.
Options. Back button.
Okay. Now for the type of route, you have to go down to.
Route pro. Speed profile. Ferries. Route profile.
Actually, route, well, speed profile sets the pedestrian or car type of thing. Route profile, which we'll go into now, sets the actual type of route.
Route profile.
I think, anyway. Let's see.
Speed profile.
Oh, maybe not. Okay.
Ferries. Speed profile.
Let's see here.
Back button. Speed pro. Car. Pedestrian.
Okay, pedestrian with voice announcements.
Pedestrian. Options. Back button. Route pro. Speed pro. Ferries.
Okay, let's go back. Maybe it's...
Route options. Back button. Options. More. Route profile. My routes. Switch button. GPS. My route profile. Route.
Let's just do route.
Route.
Okay,
Route profile. My routes. Route profile.
I'm sure it's
options.
In here. Let me
back
just,
button.
Route profile.
Speed profile. Ferries.
Well, ferries, I don't think it would
ferries.
Be in there. Let's see.
Back. Ferries. Allow. Avoid. Forbid.
You know what it might be? Since it's a pedestrian, I'll bet you don't actually set that when it's in pedestrian mode. I'll bet you that's what it is. Let me just see if I'm right.
Options. Back button. Route pro. Speed profile.
Okay, if I set this to car.
Back button. Speed pro. Car. Options. Back button. Route profile. Speed profile. Type of root.
Yes, okay. So that's how you can tell what mode you're into. The type of root option does not appear if you're in the pedestrian mode. Okay, so that only appears for the car stuff. So here's how you would change that. Type of root.
Back. Type of root. Fast. Optimum. Short. Scenic.
So fast, optimum, short, or scenic. Usually for cars, you're going to want that set to fast.
Fast.
And I think it is, but VoiceOver doesn't tell you that what's selected in this. So we're going to be walking, of course, so let's set the profile back to pedestrian.
Route speed profile. Back, pedestrian, with voice announcements.
Okay. Options. And then, of course, back it doesn't give you the choice for fastest or anything like that, because that really wouldn't apply.
Route speed profile.
So that's how you set that. There's a few other settings in here that you might find interesting, but...
My routes. GPS. GPS info. Safe position. General. Social networks. Units.
And you can look at units. That's how you set if it's kilometers or miles or feet.
Optimize traffic recognition. Speed limits. Optimize traffic.
And you can set the speed limit type thing too. It'll tell you that type of thing. So I'm not going to cover all of the settings. You can explore those, and most of them are pretty self-explanatory in Navigon. So let's go back to the main menu.
Selected. More. Button. X. Recent. Favorite. Main menu. Button. Selected. Button.
Okay. So we're on the main menu. I'll go ahead and show you here how an address is entered, and then we'll go ahead and do a point of interest search and start our navigation with these three apps.
Enter an address.
So let's do enter an address.
St. Louis metro area. Okay. Text field.
St. Louis metro area. I'm in St. Louis. The first time when you use this, you have to type in your city. And once you do that, it will usually remember that. And then if you're in the same city, you don't have to type it each time. You just click it or double tap it. And that's what I'm going to do in this case. So we're just going to go to the right here.
Icon open list.
Okay. That icon open list, what that does is it basically puts up a whole list of all the cities on the screen that you can flick through if you don't want to type it, although typing it is faster. And you will notice with this that as you type, VoiceOver may be a little sluggish in responding because as you're typing, it's actually doing the search in real time and it narrows down the list. So St. Louis metro area is what we want here.
St. Louis metro area.
So
capital
that's
S.
Good. Let's double tap that.
Empty list. Street in St. Louis metro area.
All right, what address should we search for? How about we do the address that my grandmother lived in when I was growing up? Of course, she doesn't live there anymore. I have no idea who does now, but we'll do that. So the street that she lived on was called Chippewa, actually. It's Chippewa. So I'm going to go ahead and type that here, and I use the touch typing method for most of my typing. And as I type, it'll narrow down the search.
C-Y-G-H-J-G-H-I-K-J-U-I-I-P.
See, VoiceOver is a little sluggish because it's...
Chippewa.
It is doing the search as we go along.
W-W-A-A.
Okay, I think I've got it typed correctly. Let's see.
Chippewa Street, St. Louis metro area.
There we go. The Chippewa Street, St. Louis metro area. All right, so we'll double tap on that. What I did there is I just...
No.
I touched...
Section in Chippewa Street. Text field.
I touched kind of on the top toward the screen, toward the left. That's where it puts the search results. And it found it. So now it's asking for the house number. And that would have been, what was it? I think it was 3011, I think it was. So let's go ahead and type that. I believe that we're already on, it defaults the keyboard to numbers for this text box. Let's see.
&8. 6.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
5, 4, 3.
3.
3. 0.
0.
0. 1. Hyphen. 1. 1. 1.
1.
1.
1. Okay.
Done.
Okay, and then you just hit done on the bottom right of the keyboard. And I think it also shows the address, too, up there. You could have tapped it, but...
Oil. 0 miles. No.
And what Navigon will do for you, then, is it will get a temperature. Now, this does access data, actually, the data network. It will get the temperature and tell you if there's any parking around that area, as well as the closest restaurant. So let's take a look at this screen.
Start navigation. Button. 3011 Chippewa Street, St. Louis Metro Area, Missouri. 63118.
Okay, that's right, yep.
73 degree sine F clear.
Okay, it's 73 and it's clear.
No places to park in the vicinity.
Okay.
Oil. 0 miles. Shop ELVD. 2 miles. H&M Best Fried Fish. 311 feet. Map.
So it tells you what restaurant is close and what gas station is close. Fried fish, that does sound good. Okay, well, I actually don't want to navigate to that, so I'm going to go ahead and hit the
street
back
button
here.
Chippewa. Text field is editing.
All right. What I'm going to do is...
Next.
Actually, I want to go back to the main menu. That's what I really want to do here.
Button. More. Button, extras, recent, favorites, selected, main menu.
Okay, good.
Button.
All right, what I'm going to do is pause the recording and head out to a place where we'll actually put in our destination to go to the Mom's Deli, the place we're going to walk to. And I want to get to a place where we'll have one turn, because I want to show you that the turns. So what I'm going to also do at this point until I get there is... I'm going to minimize this, go to the app switcher,
editing apps, Navigon,
and I'm going to close
settings.
The Navigon app, because
app switcher has no items.
That will save some battery.
Double tap to open.
Some battery power. I guess I could have waited and turned on the GPS when we got there, but I don't know if it would have even let me enter the address if my GPS was turned off. So I'm going to pause this and head out to the place where we're going to start this route for the first application. So I'll be right back with you. Okay, we are back on the recording here. And I've gotten to the place where it's a good place to start. I just walked up a little bit, so it'll have to tell us to turn, hopefully. And what I'm going to do here... Hopefully you'll still be able to hear the speech on this okay.
548.
I'm going to go ahead and unlock my screen here.
Slide to our rock. Navigon.
Okay.
Double tap to open.
And what we're going to do is I'm going to reopen the Navigon application here. And then we'll go ahead and do our search. Now, I could do this a couple of different ways. Once we get into the point... Okay, there's the Navigon screen. Okay, let's go into the point of interest area, and I'll show you what we have available there.
Enter an address. Button. Search for POI. Button.
Okay, search for POI is what we want. So we'll go ahead and do that.
POI. Back. Back button.
Okay, so what we're going to do is... Let's see what we have here.
POI. Heading. Options. Button.
Okay, options would take you, I believe it takes you to the same settings screen, actually, that you would have, that we looked at before. So I'm going to skip that.
In a city. Button.
In a city. You can enter a city just like we did with the address.
Statewide. Button.
Statewide, if you want to look in the whole state.
Nearby.
Button. Nearby is a really handy one, and that's what we're going to kind of focus on here, because that one... allows you to tell what's around you.
Button.
Okay, there's three unlabeled buttons here, and I think what they do is you can enter three different points of interest that you visit frequently, and these buttons will take you to that particular POI. You know, if it's three places you go frequently.
Button. Google logo.
Okay, Google logo. What this is, that actually does a Google search. Sometimes there might be a point of interest, a place that may not be in the map, the Navigon or TomTom. TomTom will do this too. The map, but it might be on Google, because Google Google's database of points of interest is ever increasing. So what this can do is actually search Google for the point of interest you enter and get the address and the coordinates and that type of thing, and then it can take it from there and navigate you to that place. So the other advantage of doing a Google search is if you do the typing, it doesn't search in real time, of course, because it doesn't submit it until you actually tell it you're done. So you might find that if you're going to enter the name of something you're looking for, it might be worth doing the Google search anyway, just for the faster typing response. But for now, let's go ahead and do the nearby option, and I'll show you what's in there. We could probably get to this actually by either using that or doing a search. Well, let's go ahead and see if we can find it in the list, because when you enter an address, or when you enter a point of interest, it's very similar to how you enter an address. It's a very similar concept. You know, you type it and it narrows it down, and then you you do the search. So let's see if we can find the place we want from the list. Plus, I'm also doing this one-handed, too.
Nearby.
So let's go ahead and do nearby. Okay.
Category. Heading.
Okay, category.
Category. Text field.
Now, you could type something there to narrow down the search, but let's not do that. Let's just keep going.
Icon close list. Button.
Icon close list. That'll close the list of choices.
All categories.
Okay, all categories. That would show you everything that's close to you. Which, let's do that, actually. Just for fun.
Destination. Text field. Icon open list. Empty list.
Okay, let's go ahead and open that list.
Icon open list. Button. Icon,
Icon open list. Let's just see if it'll list out the points that are closest to us.
Lindenwood Park, 400 feet. Edmunds Limo Service, 0.2
yep,
miles.
It does.
Mom's Deli, 0.3 miles.
Mom's Deli, and that's where we're going to go, actually. But let's look at a couple other of these options.
Lindenwood Drive, 0.3 miles. White Front Auto Repair, 0.3 miles.
So there, what you've got essentially then, if you want to know what points are around you, this is a great way to do it. Now, of course, you can't do this while it's following a route. Navigon doesn't do that, and well, TomTom won't really let you do a search either, I don't think, while it's following a route. I'm not sure on that, though. But certainly, if you just want to find out what's close and you're not following a route, this is a good way to do it. We could have, of course, selected... we could have selected a category, and I'll show you what's here.
Category. Back button.
Just so you can see. I just
category.
Went back to the previous screen.
Back button. Category. Category. Icon close list. All categories. Gas stations. Parking and rest areas. Restaurants. Lodging. ATMs. Banks. Shopping. Public transports. Automotive dealers and service. Motorcycle dealers. Car rental and transportation services. Motoring organizations. Tourist attractions. Entertainment. Sports and recreation. Schools and libraries.
Okay, there's quite a bit in here. We don't have to go through all these, I guess. But and then as you go through them, there are some subcategories on some of these, too.
POI.
Okay, let's...
Category. Icon close list. All categories.
Okay, all categories. Let's do that, and let's find the place that we want to go to.
Icon of Lindenwood Park. Edmunds Limo Serve. Mom's Deli.
Mom's Deli, that's the place. Let's double tap that.
Start navigating.
Okay.
Parking.
And parking, and that, it gives us kind of the same information that it did when we did an address search. It tells us the temperature, which... probably is the same as the address we searched for. So the start navigation button is what we want. So let's go ahead and do that.
Park 73 degrees sine 3,
yes.
1, 4, Mom's Deli.
And it gives us the address
3, 1, 4, 6, 4, 4.
And the phone number, which I think if you double tap that, it'll actually call it for you.
Start navigation button.
But what we want to do is start navigation here. So let's do that.
Start navigation. Cancel. Button.
Now turn left onto Lindenwood Avenue.
Well, we're already on Lindenwood Avenue, actually. I'll just show you what's on this screen during the route.
0 miles. Cancel. Button. 0 miles per hour.
Okay, 0 miles per hour. That's how fast you're going.
Options. Button.
Options takes you into the settings. Again.
06. 01.
Okay, that's, I think, the estimated time of arrival.
0.3 miles.
That's the distance.
Wenslick A.
Wenslick is what it's proposing, I think, but I've actually kind of decided which way I'm going to go, and it is the best way, and once I start to walk, I think it'll agree. I'm kind of between streets right now. Okay. The other thing, too, about these apps, Navigon and TomTom and things like that, they don't really tell you when they're recalculating a route. If you go off your route, they'll just create you a new one. So what I'm going to do here is let's go ahead and begin to walk, and I'll try to my best to carry this stuff in one hand and use my cane with the other. There we go. That'll work. And this should tell us to turn left down here, hopefully. And once we get across this street, then I'll show you how you can find out where you're at also while we're following this route. There we go. That is right. In 200 feet. Now let's see if it tells us to turn left when we get there. It should, I think. Okay, we're almost to the corner. We are at the corner, and it did not say to turn. Okay, there we go. It said it right when we got to the corner. So I don't know. That can go both ways. Is it better to? Well, it said in 200 feet, so you know probably the next crossing is going to be the one you want. But when it says now turn, it is pretty much right when you get to the corner. Okay, so we've made the turn, and we've got a couple of blocks to go. So, somebody's helping me out here in the car, saying to go to the right. Yep, that's right. Okay, so that's that, and now we'll just we'll continue to follow the route. Now, what about finding out where you're at as we continue to walk here? Well, okay, for that, we can use the Sendero look around application. So what I'm going to do here, try to do this and travel safely at the same time here, which I think I can do. I'm not going to walk too fast, obviously. I'm going to go ahead and minimize Navigon, press the home button.
Home. Navigon.
And it's still running though. It's still following our route. And I'm going to open up the Sendero look around application.
Pocket 2, page 3 of 5. Page 4 of police radio. Right now, PT scanner, race man, risky, scanner not before tension, Sendero GPS.
Okay.
Sendero GPS.
Sendero GPS, there we go.
Sendero GPS. Welcome to Sendero GPS look around version 1.1. Touch a button or shake the phone to receive nearby location information. Touch the help button for details.
Okay, and there are some settings you can do with this. You can...
Compass interference. Move away from any interference.
Oh, okay.
Where am I?
Okay. You can set some options on this. For example, whether you... what POI categories you want. I got mine set for variety, which means it'll give you anything with the letter E in it. Hopefully, eventually, they'll make it so it just gives you all categories. Not just, you know, variety that has the letter E. You can also choose some categories. But you can also set whether it automatically updates when you shake the phone, which I've actually got turned off because I find sometimes if I, when I'm carrying it, it starts announcing stuff when I, you know, when I don't want it to, so I've turned that off, so I actually have to tap the buttons to actually...
Approaching your destination.
Okay, it says you're approaching your destination. Well, I guess that's true. We've got a couple of blocks to go, actually. so I don't know what their definition of approaching is. I guess the main thing, though, is to say when you've reached your destination, that's really the important thing. So here's what we have on the Sendero look-around app, and as you can see, though Navigon is running in the background, it's still following our route. Okay, so where am I? Let's go ahead and open that. Or select it, I should say.
Welcome to Sendero. Where am I? Where am I? Facing southwest near 3976 Jamieson Ave in St. Louis.
Okay, that's pretty close. Let's go ahead and do the cross street here.
Where am I? Nearest cross street.
Nearest cross street. That's another option that the Sendero app will tell you.
Nearest cross street. Jamieson Ave. Near Bancroft Ave.
Okay, that would be correct. That is the street we are coming up to. So that would be correct. And we're going to go ahead and cross that street. So I'm going to do that here. Gorgeous out here today. Really nice day. It's like in the lower 70s. I was hoping we'd have a nice day so I could do this. Yeah, it looks like we did. Okay, so that's that. So let's go ahead and look at the next option on the Sendero look-around app. And of course, keep in mind again, Navigon is still running in the background, keeping an eye on our route.
Where am I? Nearest 5 points of interest.
Nearest 5 points of interest. Okay, that'll take a second to pull up. And that does use your data connection.
300 feet, you will reach your destination.
Okay, in 300 feet, you'll reach your destination.
Position data. Change location and try again.
And that would be about right, yes.
Where am I? Nearest 5 points. Nearest 5 points of interest.
Okay, nearest 5 points of interest.
Edmunds Limo SVC, 190 feet north. Blessings Enterprises LLC, 240 feet northwest. Envision Hair Studio, 0.21 miles west. Eagle Bank and Trust Co., 0.23 miles southeast. Button. Southwest Endodontics, 0.20 Eagle.
Okay, so those are the five.
Back. Button. Blessings Center, Edmunds Limo. Back. Button.
Points of interest. All right, now we're just about to another street.
Where am I? Nearest cross. Nearest.
Let's see if it gets that.
Nearest cross street. Jamieson A. Near Sutherland A.
Okay, that's right. Yep. So we are approaching that street, and the Sendero look-around app got it right. So, as you can see, you can get a sense of where you're at, as well as. Okay, we're just about to the destination. I'm going to go ahead and lock my screen here.
Screen locked.
And let's see if Navigon tells us that we have approached or have arrived. Yeah, we have. Okay, now normally it does tell you to, and I don't know if there was interference or what, but normally it does tell you to, your destination is on the left or the right. And that is one thing, actually, that the TomTom one and the Captain GPS don't tell you, that it's on the left or the right. I don't know if, you know, because I was, you know, holding the phone or moving it. I'm not sure why it didn't complete its announcement there. But it did say we've reached the destination right about when we did. So I'm not sure why it interrupted itself there. But like I say, it will usually tell you your destination is on the left or the right. So that's good. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and pause this recording, and then I'm going to head back to where we were, where we started from, and we will. I'll go ahead and show you a little bit of how the TomTom application works. And I'll definitely get a good walk today, which is good. Walking is something I enjoy doing a lot of. So, okay, I'm going to pause this, and then we'll pick it up once I get back to where we started from. All right, we are back on the recording here, and I'm back to about where I was when we started this. One thing I was thinking, why that Navigon may have interrupted itself while it was making that last announcement, that's the first time I've tried running that with the Sendero GPS app also running. I wonder if that made a difference. I'll have to test that at some point and see if that's the case. But in any case, I went ahead and closed both apps in the app switcher, again, to save battery power. Let's just check the battery status. Now, remember, we were at 85% when we started this, and you know, it was about a 5 minute pause on the recording, and then I did close the GPS app, so they weren't using it at that point.
612.
Okay, let's see where the battery's at now.
Right now.
Let's see.
6:12 p.m. Orient 72%.
Okay, so we started at 85. Right now, the battery's at 72%. So it goes to go a little bit quick. Okay, let's go ahead and open up the TomTom app.
TBN mode. Tune in. Page 4 of 5. Page 5 of 2. S A.
There we go. It's called USA. That's what it calls it. There are different versions of these apps too. You can get one with North America, or just the USA, or I think even they offer regions. Navigon certainly does. Okay, so let's go ahead and open up the TomTom app here. And it's very similar in a lot of ways, but there are some differences, which I do want to take a little time to show you here before we walk this route again. Okay, we're on the main menu, and there's a close option, which kind of takes you back to just a, well, actually, I'll go ahead and hit close here, because there is one thing I do want to show you.
Control topper off.
Okay, I think that's for controlling your iPod, is what that does.
No route planned.
No route planned, because we don't have a route at this point. We will, of course, in a minute, but...
Traffic gray,
I don't know if it always says that, but I don't have the traffic even... on, so I didn't subscribe to it, so that won't do us much good.
Driving image.
Okay,
driving view image.
That is a very odd label, and for reference, you'd never know it unless you tried it. But that actually is what takes you back to the main menu, and that's what I wanted to show you. So the driving view image. Hopefully they'll fix that in the future. That should probably say main menu or something similar. But that takes you back to the main menu. And there's a couple of unlabeled buttons, which I will tell you what those do once we have a route. So let's go ahead and hit that driving view here, and that'll take us back to the main menu. And here is what the main menu for the TomTom app looks like.
Menu, heading, navigate to.
Navigate to, that's what you're going to use most often.
Mute sound,
you probably don't want to do that.
Day colors,
that's for viewing the map, which we're not going to worry about, because, again, for a blind person, that doesn't help much.
2D map. TomTom traffic,
which you can subscribe to if you want to.
Advanced planning,
that, I think, allows you to have, like, a route with multiple destinations in it. I've never done that, but it's certainly something you can feel free to play with if you wish.
Browse map,
that's kind of like what's on the Navigon app, which, again, for a blind person doesn't really do much.
Help me.
Okay, help me. I do want to show you what this is in here. I was going to show you that on the Navigon app, which I could still do, but it's very similar. This is, even if you don't need help, this is a good way within these apps to get a sense of where you are. It will tell you where you're at in a text format that VoiceOver can read. The only thing is, it sometimes interrupts itself, because it does update this information actually every couple of seconds. But if you don't have the Sendero app, the TomTom app will actually allow you to go back to the main menu and pull this up while you're still following a route. So you can do that, though I think the Sendero look-around app is a better choice for finding out where you're at. But in any case, let's open this.
Help me. Menu. Back button. Help me, heading. I am on the corner of Wensley Gate, Roosbury MO and Lindenwood PL. Current position latitude equals 38. 5, 9, 5, 3.
Okay, so you see it said I'm in the corner of, Wenslick and, Linwood. So that's a pretty good way to tell right about where you're at. It doesn't tell you the address info like the Sendero one does, but, for an app that's designed mainly for sighted people, it's pretty good. And there are some options on these screens if you would need help. Here.
Drive to help. Button. Call for help. Button.
Call for help, and it'll give you like hospitals and police stations and that type of thing. So that's a good feature to have in a GPS application. Okay, let's go ahead and we'll go back to the main menu here. There's a few other things I do want to show you here before we go into navigate to. Manage favorites, that you can add favorites just like you could with Navigon. There are a lot of similarities with these apps. Let's see.
TomTom News,
that's self-explanatory.
Change settings,
let's go in there. There are a couple things I want to show you.
Settings, menu.
Okay, hopefully you can still hear the speech okay with this traffic.
Settings, heading.
Set home location, that allows you can enter whatever is considered for the home option. Again, Navigon has that feature as well.
Voice,
let's go in here. There's a couple things I want to show you. What this has, it has several recorded voices of actual people, and it also has a couple of computer voices. The recorded voices, however, will not be able to give you the street names. They'll just be able to say, turn left here and that type of stuff. I would think, especially for us blind people, we want the street names spoken. So, it has two computer voices, Samantha and Tom, actually, from Nuance. And I'm going to set mine, I think it's already set to this, but I'm going to check. I'm going to set mine to the Tom voice, since Samantha is what actually does voiceover. So, let's go ahead and...
Samantha, computer.
And then when you tap on the voice, it does give you a demonstration of the voice.
You have reached your destiny.
Tom, computer.
Yeah. Okay, and then voiceover.
Street names.
And then voiceover kind of interrupted it there, but then there's a toggle you can set to whether it reads the street names, which we want that on, obviously.
Samantha.
So let's see.
Tom, computer, read aloud. Road numbers. Tom, computer, read aloud.
Okay, so that option is turned on, so that's good, that's what we want. So that's good. Let's go ahead and go back.
Settings.
There is something else in here that I do want to show you as far as routes.
Settings. Heading. Set home level voice. Alerts.
There are options in there you can set to warn you if you go over the speed limit or that type of thing. I'm not going to spend too much time on that.
Audio.
Audio, you can set whether it mutes if you're listening to something. Also, you can set whether it lowers the iPod audio when it's going to make an announcement. You'd probably want that turned on, I would think.
Yeah.
Map, that's for viewing the map. You can set the colors and you can set how it looks, which, again, for a blind person doesn't really help us too much. Route planning, I think that's where we're going to go to set the route options, but let's see what else we've got.
Distance units,
that's where you can set, kilometers, miles, that type of thing.
About,
that just gives you info about the app. Let's go back to route planning.
Distance, route planning.
That's where we need to go.
Settings, back button, route planning, heading, default route type.
Okay, default route type.
Toll roads.
Okay, so default route type, we actually have to go in there. And here are your choices. Now, this works a little better than Navigon does, the TomTom does, because VoiceOver will actually tell you which one is selected. Now, with the Navigon, I guess you can tell if you're in pedestrian if it doesn't give you the choice of what type of route you want, like fastest, and that type of thing. Type of route, I think it was. But this is even better because VoiceOver will tell you what is selected. And here are our choices.
Route type, fastest.
You got fastest, shortest.
Avoid highways.
Avoid highways.
Walking route.
Bicycle route.
Limited speed.
Eco route.
Eco route. selected. Always ask me.
And then it, what's selected is always ask me. So that's a nice feature of the TomTom app. You can have it ask you each time when you do a destination what kind of route you want. And that's what I've got mine set to, and that's where I'm going to leave it. Of course, if you're in a vehicle, you'd probably want to go with the fastest. So let's go ahead and go back.
Route planning. Back button.
And there are a few other options in here you can set.
Toll
roads, ferry crossings, that type of thing. I'm not going to spend too much time on that. You can set to ask, avoid, or don't avoid. And again, VoiceOver will tell you what is selected there and what isn't. So let's go back.
Settings. Menu. Back button.
Okay, so let's go to Navigate to, and I'll show you what is in there.
Menu, heading, close, menu, Navigate to.
Navigate to is what we want, so let's go in there.
Navigate to. Menu, Navigate to.
And I'll show you what is here.
Home.
Home, that would take you to whatever you've entered for your home address.
Favorite.
Favorite is self-explanatory.
Address.
Address is self-explanatory.
Destination.
Recent destination. Again, this does keep track also of your recents, and you can also clear those out whenever you want to, if it gets built up, or somebody else is going to use your phone and you don't want to see want them to see where you've been and that type of stuff. You can clear those out.
Local search.
Okay, local search. That is the Google search thing, and it's a little bit labeled in this app. In Navigon, it said Google logo. In this, it says Google Search, which really is a better description.
Point of interest.
Point of interest. That's where we're going to go.
Contact.
Contact. It does work with the contacts also.
Photo.
Photo? I'm not sure what that actually does, unless it's a... the only thing I could guess is maybe it, with a photo, if it's geotagged, if it has a GPS tag on it, you can navigate to that picture.
Point on map.
Point on map. A blind person probably wouldn't be able to use that too much.
Coordinates.
If you're really advanced, you want to enter the GPS coordinates, you can do that. All right, let's go back to point of interest.
Point, photo, contact, point of interest.
There we go.
Point of interest. Navigate to.
Okay.
Point of interest. Heading. POI near me.
Okay, and here are our choices. POI near me.
POI in city.
POI in city. This is very similar to a Navigon in a lot of ways. And that's the only choices. Let's go to POI near me.
POI near me.
Okay.
Back button. POI near me. Heading. Search.
Okay. Search would allow us to do actually the search with the text box, which again is pretty self-explanatory. You type in, what you're looking for.
POI near me. Search. Restaurant. Gas station.
And you got restaurant.
Hotel.
Gas station. Hotel.
Airport.
Airport.
More.
And if we do more, I think it'll give us all the categories. Let's do that.
POI types. Enter a POI type. Search field is editing. Selected. Scope.
Okay, these buttons that say scope, it says selected scope, one of two, and then it says scope, two of two. I've asked a sighted person what those mean, and they say they're not even on the screen. So I don't know what that is that VoiceOver is seeing that, but it's nothing that that seems to make a difference. If anybody uses the TomTom app and figures out what that is or if it means anything, certainly let me know. I'd like to know, but I don't think it does.
Airport.
Okay, and here's all the categories. Now, this one doesn't seem to give you the choice of all, so you do have to kind of know what you're looking for. So the place should be under restaurant, I think.
Amusement, beach,
jeep. Let's see if...
More. Delete.
Let's just see if...
POI types. Heading. Enter a... Select. Airport. Beauty. Bust. Cash disk.
Actually, rather than going through this, I just wanted to show you what was here. Let's go.
POI near me. Back button.
Let's go back, and we'll just pick restaurant from the previous screen.
POI search. Restaurant. Gas station.
There we go.
Restaurant.
Restaurant. Okay.
Zero. Restaurant. Enter a POI name. Search field. Selected. Scope. 0.25 m. Mom's Deli.
There we are. That's what we want. There it is. We could have typed it in, of course, also. But all right, let's go ahead and select this.
Mom's Deli. Restaurant. Back button. Mom's Deli. Heading. Mom's Deli. Mackenzie M.O. Jamie
okay.
State.
So, Now, here is another issue with the TomTom app. You can get around it, but I'm not sure why it happens, and it happens sometimes and not others. What there is on this screen... Oh, I'm actually getting a phone call. Just a moment. I'm going to pause this for a minute, and then I'll be right back. All right. Back on the recording there. I just had a phone call to take. There's an issue with the TomTom app where sometimes this happens and sometimes it doesn't, where there's actually a select button on the screen, and sometimes VoiceOver sees it and sometimes it doesn't. And in this particular case, it's exhibiting that. I don't know why that happens sometimes and not others. Hopefully it's something they'll fix, but there is a workaround. What you have to do, if that does exhibit itself, when you're on the screen... By the way, if you tap any of these options, there's an unlabeled button, too, and it's got the name of the place. It'll give you more information about it, the phone number and that type of thing. But what we have to do is actually turn off VoiceOver. I got mine set. If I press the home button 3 times, it'll turn it off. And then tap the select button, which is on the very top right of your screen. And that will get you around the issue. Like I say, sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. And I'm not sure why. What causes that. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and hit the home button 3 times here.
VoiceOver off.
It says VoiceOver off. Okay, I'm just going to tap the top right. All right, hopefully that did it. That did the select button, and now I can turn VoiceOver back on again.
VoiceOver on. USA.
Yep, it did. Okay, good. So if that exhibits itself when you're on, after you've picked a POI, and if you don't see a button that says select button, if VoiceOver doesn't tell you that, just turn off VoiceOver and just tap once on the very top right of your screen, and then turn VoiceOver back on. Okay, now we're on the route type. And so now we can choose...
Route type, heading, fastest, eco route, shortest, avoid highways. Walking route,
and that's what we want.
Bicycle route, walking route.
So we're going to go ahead and select that.
Mom's Deli.
Turn left, Lindenwood Place.
Well, I'm already on Lindenwood. It must think I'm right at Wenslick. So, again, once I get down to the next street, it should tell you. It should mention it. Okay, I'll just show you what's on this screen here.
6-0, minute, Mom's Deli. 6, walking route.
This is walking route.
Options.
You can go in there. There's a couple of things. That's where you'd also cancel the route.
Done.
If you do that, it'll close this screen and take you to... Well, actually, I do want to close this because there's something I don't want to close it. I'm sorry. I want to go back to options. Because there is something in here that the TomTom app does that I have not found a way to do with Navigon also. If we go to options on this screen here,
find alternative
will make another route for you if you want to pick an alternative or go a different way.
Route demo
will basically drive the route or walk the route on screen, and it'll speak all of the voice instructions along the way.
Clear route
will cancel the route.
Instructions.
Okay, instructions. If we go in there,
Map of route,
that probably won't help us too much.
Share my route
allows you to send the route. It's pretty self-explanatory. Okay, let's go back to that instructions for a second.
Map of instructions. Instructions. Route options. Map of...
Okay, now.
Instructions. Heading.
What we have here.
6-0. Minutes 0:30 a.m. Wenslick 8. 0:00. Lindenwood PL. 1:15.
Yeah, so...
4:45. Mom's Deli.
Okay, so that kind of gives you an itinerary of the route. So that's a nice thing to have. Also, that I have not found a way to do that with Navigon to view all of the streets in a route. If somebody does know how to do that, certainly let me know. Okay, so let's... go back, and we can just hit done here.
iPod control, top
bra. All right. Now, the screen that we're on...
Lindenwood PL. Traffic gray. Button. Driving view.
Okay, driving view. We're kind of back on that original screen that takes us back to the main menu, which you could go to and then use that help feature if you wanted to follow where you were.
Button.
Okay, you have an unlabeled button here. This first one, if we double tap it...
Turn left. Lindenwood. Lindenwood Place.
That repeats or gives you the current voice instruction. That's another thing I have not found a way to do with Navigon, is to get it to repeat the current voice instruction. But that
0.30. Dip.
That will do that.
600. Dip.
Okay, then there's a second unlabeled button. If you select that, it takes you back to the screen we were on previously, the one where we can, you know, do the route options and that type of stuff and get the itinerary and that type of thing. So that's how that works. So, okay, let's go ahead and take off here. And let me just reposition everything here so I can carry this stuff. Okay. All right. And what I will, I'll go ahead and launch the Sendero app again. Also, that shouldn't be a problem. Let me just repositioned here. Okay, there we go. Let's go ahead and take off here, and this app should give us the info we need on the way. And there is a turn coming up that we should get to. And once we do that, then I'll go ahead and launch the Sendero app. All right.
Turn left, Jameson Avenue.
Okay, now this one said turn left a lot farther from the corner. I'm still walking straight. I have not even gotten to the corner yet. Navigon said it right when we reached it. I'm still walking straight at an average speed. Okay, I'm still going straight. I have not turned yet. Still there. So the TomTom one definitely gives you... Okay, now I'm at the corner making the turn now. So the TomTom app does... Well, Navigon said, you know, in 200 feet, turn left right at that spot. And then right when I got to the corner is when it said turn left. So the TomTom actually tells you to turn a bit farther away. I'm not sure which one is better there. Which, again, is why I kind of say it's good to have both of these apps, because they both... kind of have some unique, you know, little things that may or may not be important to you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and minimize this. And let's go back to the previous screen.
Page 5 of 5.
There we go. See, that gesture doesn't always work too good.
Double tap to
okay,
tune in radio. Taxi system. Sports. Software. Sleep. Skype. Sendero GPS.
Okay. And there...
GPS.
We have the Sendero Look Around app, which I've opened.
Where am I?
And
nearest cross street. Jamieson A. Near Lyndon PL.
So again, that seems to work well, and the TomTom app should give us more information as we get closer to the destination. That's the biggest really issue with the TomTom one, is that bug with the select button to actually select the POI, the point of interest. You have to turn off voiceover sometimes to get to it. And like I say, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the select will be there and you can just select it. But even... Well, swiping to the left and right doesn't work, and if you even touch the top right of the screen with VoiceOver on, it doesn't. It acts like there's nothing there. So I don't know. I don't know what's causing that. But in any case, we can keep
Where am I?
Going here. And I won't bother doing the nearest points of interest anymore, because that's going to be pretty much the same we traveled before. The other thing you could do, I suppose, if you want to keep an eye on your, you know, how far you are from your destination, you could leave the actual app TomTom or Navigon or the Captain GPS, whatever one you're using, open and do that instead. That is one sacrifice you do make compared to the more expensive ones, is you can't seem to track how far you are from your destination and what's around you as easily. So that's, so again, you, it doesn't have every single thing the most expensive things have, but it does seem to have all the major things. I'd say 85 to 90%. Okay, coming up to the first street here we have to cross. Okay, so we'll do that. And what I'm going to do, I think, in this case, so you can kind of see, is maybe we'll demonstrate that. Since you've seen how the Sendero Look Around app works now, let me close that.
Oh, Sendero GPS. That's a joke.
And
Sendero GPS. Sendero GPS.
And then we'll go back to the TomTom app. And we'll see how we can. We'll go ahead and read. We'll go ahead and see if we can read about our destination here.
35 seconds, 400 walking. 35 seconds, 400 feet.
Okay, that's the distance to the destination. So yeah, that worked out really good. So we were able to read that pretty well.
35 seconds, 400 feet.
Okay, that hasn't updated yet, I don't think. So we'll see what it says when we get there. We have one more street to cross, which we should be just about to. And we are there, so this should tell us pretty soon that we're just about there. That's about right, I think. Now, let's see how far I have to go and when it does tell us that we've reached the destination. Just about there. Okay, I've actually gone a bit.
You reached your destination.
Okay, that's pretty accurate. I was actually slightly past it, just a bit, not by a whole bunch. It's not unreasonable, certainly. It wasn't. Had I got like to the next street or something like that, then it would have. That would have been a little bit off, but with just this particular destination, when Navigon said that I was there, it was actually right there, so it was a little bit closer. So you know, but again, they do use different maps, and you know, plus each one may be programmed a little bit differently as far as the distance from, you know, for the trigger and that type of thing. So, the one thing you have to do with the TomTom app, I think, Navigon automatically cancels the route for you once you reach it, but I don't think the TomTom one does.
Option.
No, it doesn't. See, it's still. So, we need to go into options here.
Mind alter.
And it says clear route, and I'll tell it yes, which I did. Okay, great. And let's go back to the main menu. And now let's see, I'm in a different place now. If we pull up that help screen in TomTom, let's see what it says as far as our location goes now.
Help me. I am on Jamie's A, Mackenzie M.O., between Bancroft A, 100 yards, and Sutherland A, 10 yards. Current position latitude equals 13.
Okay, that's pretty close, yes. It tells you what streets you're on, and it says what streets you are between. And it said we were like 10 yards away from the one and 100 yards from the other. That is right. So you could use that also if you didn't want to open another app. You know, you that definitely, and you can do that also while it's following a route. So that also works. So that's that one. I'm going to go ahead and end that app for now. Okay. What I'm going to do is pause the recording, and there's one more app I'm going to show you, and that's the Captain GPS. I don't use that one as much, but some of you might like it, and it is very accessible. So I did want to show you that one as well, and we'll take the route one more time. So go ahead and pause this, and we'll pick it up once I get back to the starting point. Okay, we're back on the recording, and I'm back at my starting point again. Okay, the Captain GPS is the last one I wanted to look at. Now, this one's a little bit different as far as the approach goes. This one, you can pay for a monthly subscription for it, or you can do a permanent license. So the permanent license is more expensive than the other ones. The TomTom and Navigon apps are, I think, between like $39 and $49 US, something like that. And that includes all the features. The Captain GPS, if you use that, well, you can buy it on a monthly basis. It's like $7, or the permanent license is like $70. So it is a little bit more expensive. So that's how that works. Okay, so let me unlock my screen here. And all right, let me let me open that app. That's going to be on page 2, I believe.
Page 1 of 5.
Okay, so we'll select that. And
page 2 of phone.
Oh, maybe. Oh, I'm sorry. It is on page 3. Okay. So, let's go back to page
3.
Captain Nam, that's North America, is what that is. Now, this one is a little bit different because the first thing it asks you, actually, is what kind of route you want. And I will show you how to change some of the settings also on this, because you can do that also. So it starts out with pedestrian,
motorbike,
bike, car, motorbike, car, main menu, which is dimmed because we're already on that screen.
Settings,
I'll just take you in there and show you how you can change the route.
Settings, heading, navigation options.
Navigation options is where you'll want to go.
Info and updates
is a choice.
Skin and cursor,
I don't think that's going to matter much for a blind person.
Units,
that's where you can set, you know, the metric or miles.
Disclaimer. Reset.
And reset, you can reset the defaults.
Capsy shop online.
And that's the Capsy's shop. That's where you can order the
main menu.
That's where you can order another license. I'm still in my free 30-day trial. They do give you that
navigation
first
options
when you first get it. Okay, navigation.
Back.
Go in there.
Navigation. Heading. General.
You got general.
Pedestrian peril.
Pedestrian peril, that's an interesting thing. Let's see. You can set the route options individually for this, like pedestrian, car,
pedestrian,
that type of thing.
Heading. Public transports.
Public transports.
Selected.
It
fastest.
It does work with public transportation, actually, in some cities. Fastest is what's selected here.
Less changes.
You can do less changes also.
Display options.
Display options, which
remaining time
probably won't.
Remaining time.
Oh, that's okay. That controls what
toggle
you know what's displayed. So you can do remaining time.
Remaining distance.
Remaining distance.
Switch button. On.
And I've got that enabled because that's a good to have. That's a better thing to have than the time is kind of relative because it depends on how fast you're going.
Display a compass.
Display a compass.
Display a compass. Switch button.
I got that turned off.
Points of interest.
Points of interest.
POI display.
You can control what
text
is displayed there.
Points of interest.
Oh, let's go in
points
there for a
interest
second.
POI display. Points of interest. Points of interest. All. All. Switch button. On.
And I got all selected
double
there, which means it'll display everything, but there are
button
different categories there. So, okay. So that's how you can change it. There's also, for the navigation voice, this uses either Samantha or a Serena, which is a British voice. And I remember seeing that at one point in here, but now I cannot find it. If anybody has ever used this one and knows where that's at, please let me know, because I would love to know. I know I saw it at one point. Okay.
Navigation.
So.
General. Pedestrian peril.
So let's go back here to the main menu.
Settings, heading.
Okay.
That button.
Keep going back here. I could have done main menu, I guess, too. Okay, so we're going to do pedestrian.
Pedestrian. Navigate to.
All right.
Button. Navigate to. New address.
New address are your choices here.
Tags.
Well, it's a.
Capital T. A. A. T. Capital K.
K tags. I'm not exactly sure what that is. I think it has something to do with favorites. Again, if anybody knows what that is exactly, let me know. I'll give my contact info at the end of this.
Favorites.
Okay, favorites. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Contacts.
Contacts. It does integrate with your contacts also.
Points of interest.
Points of interest. That's where we're going to go in just a second.
Last destinations.
Last destinations. Again, it remembers your favorites.
Plan a trip.
Plan a trip. I think it allows you to do like multiple destinations at once.
Public transports.
If it's for your city, I'm not sure if they have it for St. Louis or not. I should check that, I guess.
GPS coordinates.
If you're advanced and want to do that. Okay, let's go back to points of interest.
Points of interest. That button. Points of interest. Heading. Car. Motorbike.
Okay, these are the categories: car, motorbike,
hotels and restaurants. Leisure.
That's probably where we're going to go. Leisure.
Health.
Services.
Shopping.
Services,
sport.
Shopping,
tourism.
Sport, etc., etc. Where we're going to want to go probably is
leisure.
Hotels and restaurants.
Hotels and restaurants. Yeah.
So it doesn't have an all choice, but
hotels and restaurants. Heading hotels.
Okay, now we got a subcategory here.
Campsites, restaurants, main menu.
Okay, let's do restaurants.
Selected restaurants. Back. Restaurants. Heading. By city. Button. Floor. Button. Mom's Deli. 0.5.
And there it is.
Starbucks. Zero. Mom's Deli. Zero.
And you could do by city also, or there's a more option, I think, that shows you more things, but there it is. So, the Mom's Deli, let's go ahead and select that.
Selected. Mom's Deli. 0.3 miles.
Okay.
Starbucks.
And
POI details. Button. By city. Button. Restaurants. Back.
And now, I think once it's selected, I think there's an option down on the bottom right here. Let's see.
Tag. Button.
Let's see here.
Shop. Button. Map. Button. Settings. Main menu. Button. Map. Button. Restaurant. By city.
Just kind of looking here.
UI detail. Selected. Mom's Deli. Starbucks. St. Louis Bread Cook. Selected. Mom's
okay.
Starbucks. 0.3 miles.
Okay, well, where's the option? I'm actually going to pause this a second because we've got a fire truck coming here. And that way that won't get on the recording too much. Okay, I'm going to let that fire truck go by there. Okay, I think
St. Louis Bread Co.
There's really nothing.
Mom's Deli, 0.3 miles. Starbucks, Mom's Deli.
Okay, that's selected.
Selected.
Now, I think
Starbucks, select POI details. Button.
Oh, we got another fire truck here. Let me pause this again. All right, I think we got it now. Something must be happening pretty big somewhere. All right, so now that that's selected, I wonder if we actually just go back. Let's see if that's what we do.
Hotels and restaurants.
No, maybe not.
Restaurants. Main menu. Settings. Main restaurants.
Well. The way to calculate this doesn't appear to be obvious. Let me just,
Selected. Mom's Deli.
Okay, that's selected.
Shot. Map. Settings. Main menu. Locate POI. Button. Go
now. Oh, there it is. Okay. Once you select it, you go to the bottom, and then you have to go to the left, and there's an option that says go now. So that's what you hit. Okay. So we select that. Okay.
Locate POI.
Now, it doesn't really open a new screen, so we'll have to... Okay, that roadbook, that will actually tell you what... I think it'll give you a list of the streets that we're going to cover. Let's see.
Lindenwood PL. Mom's Deli. St. Louis. Detailed itinerary. Heading. Jamieson A. Mom's Deli. St. Louis. St. Louis.
Okay, yeah, so that so you can get an itinerary with that also. Okay, so...
Lindenwood PL. Mom's Deli. Back. Button.
So if we go back... Okay.
Back. Button. Restaurants. By city. POID selected. Mom's Deli.
Okay, so tap. The Mom's Deli, so we do.
Main menu. Locate POI. Go now. Button.
Go now, and then we do.
That. Roadbook. 0.300.
0.3 miles.
Start navigation. Button.
And we do start navigation. Okay. There we go.
Map display.
Okay, map display. Here's what we got on this screen then.
Map. Button. Roadbook. Button. 0.3 mile. 0.00. Start navigation. Button. Display options. Map display. Change options. 200 feet.
Okay.
Instructions.
So, here's what we have on this screen. It took it a second to make the route.
Change navigation mode.
You can change the navigation mode.
Options. Button.
There's options. You can... I don't know if that just takes us into settings or what that does. Let's see.
Map display. Change options. 200 feet.
I'm not sure what that does. It doesn't seem to change anything on the screen. So 200 feet, it says.
Instruction. Image. Jamieson A.
And Jamieson. So this one...
0.3 miles.
And that... Okay, so it tells you first the distance to your next turn, then it gives you the street, and then it tells you the distance to your destination, it looks like. Now, that instruction, I think if we tap on that...
Instruction. Image. Instruction. Image.
Okay, I thought that would give us a... the next instruction, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and start to go here, and we'll take off, and we'll go ahead and head off to that place one more time. And this should provide us some feedback on the way. I'm not going to open the Sendero app on this one, because again, you're already familiar with that, and you know, that would be the same. But we'll see how this tracks our distance to our application as we go.
GPS reset. Turn left to Jamieson A.
Okay, I did a voiceover thing there. So it said, turn left onto Jamieson.
GPS reception is good.
Okay, it tells you the reception. I wanted to make sure that...
turn left and Jamieson A.
Okay. So it says turn left, and we're pretty close to the corner. This one, as far as the distance, well, it said it twice, but the last time it said it, I would say the distance is probably between what the TomTom was and when Navigon said it. Navigon was the closest to the corner. Now, it did say, of course, you know, turn in 200 feet, turn left beforehand. So all three really... you know, give you the info as appropriate. But Navigon did cut it really close. When it finally said, you know, make the turn, it was right at the corner. So let's see what we've got on our screen here now.
Map display. Change navigation mode. Options. 0.1 miles. Instruction. Image. Mom's Deli. St. Louis. 0.2 miles.
Okay, so
Jamie's
name. I'm not sure why it's got two. You know, distance is there. I'm not sure exactly what that means. The other thing that this app does not have, at least if it does, I haven't found it. It doesn't have that help option that will pop up on the screen, you know, your location and that type of thing, like the TomTom and the Navigon apps do, which I think is a good thing to have, especially if you don't have the Sendero GPS app. It's a good way to find out where you're at. And that TomTom one was actually really good, saying... that you know, the yards and distance that you were from the streets. I think the Navigon help option actually will tell you the closest address also. But with the Navigon one, you can't access it while you're following a route like you can with the TomTom one. So let's kind of start to put this into perspective a little bit to kind of start to sum things up here. If you don't want to use a separate application, you know, if you don't want to put an app in the background and use the Sendero Lookaround app, and you want one that you'll be able to tell where you're at while you're following a route by going to that, you know, help screen, the TomTom one is the one to use, because it will actually let you go back to the main menu and, you know, read that information while you're following a route. The other thing that this one doesn't seem to have, the Captain GPS one, it doesn't seem to have the Google search for a point of interest, like the Navigon and the TomTom apps do. So there are some features that it is lacking. Plus the fact that for a permanent license, it is the most expensive. But then again, you can pay for it monthly too. But and it doesn't, the Captain GPS, the one we're using now, doesn't seem to have that help option either, where you can find out where you're at. Navigon will tell you what side of your destination is on, left or right. The TomTom one does not do that. Although, in this test, of course, it kind of interrupted itself. And I just wonder if the Sendero app caused that or if it was something else. I need to test that. Let's see. What other differences? The TomTom app, you can set to ask you each time you make a route, and of course with the Captain GPS you have that too, because it asks you, you know, each time before you even start the route. So, and with Navigon,
continue in this direction,
it just said the Captain GPS did. The Navigon one also, you cannot tell which option is selected in your settings, like for the type of route. You can only tell by the options that it gives you. You know, if it doesn't give you the choices for, like, fastest, you know, the route type, then you know you're in a pedestrian mode. Although there are two pedestrian modes, one with and one without the voice instructions. So make sure you pick the one pedestrian with voice announcements. So you can't tell which one is really selected, at least by the way VoiceOver reads it. On the other hand, the TomTom one, you have that bug with the select button, which sometimes shows up where you have to turn VoiceOver off and then tap once on the very top right of the screen to get the select button once you've picked your destination. So there are slight differences. And then, of course, let's see. Navigon uses the Navtech maps. And TomTom uses TelAtlas. I believe the Captain GPS one also uses TelAtlas, I think. But I'm not totally sure on that. I guess we could find out by looking in the About screen. But I think it does use TelAtlas. But there are just a couple of features that the Captain one does lack, I think. Which is why I kind of put it at the bottom out of these three. As far as Navigon and TomTom go, continue in this direction, it says. Should be tell us we're getting pretty close to our destination here, because we're crossing the last street. I don't know. It's hard to say, as far as the other two, Navigon and TomTom.
After 150 feet, you have reached your destination.
Okay, after 150 feet, you've reached your destination. That's about right. Now let's see how long it takes to actually tell us that we have. Passing it now, actually. Passing the place. Still walking past. Still going past. Okay, this is the farthest I've had to go past.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm almost to the next street, and it still has not...
Nav display. Change nav option. 100 feet instruction. Minute.
Now, okay. It didn't even say that we reached the destination. I've used this actually before in different routes, and it has said that, but in this case, I don't know. It just had never said we reached the destination, and I walked way past it. So, I don't know. Let me just go back and read here.
100 feet.
Yeah, it's still...
Instruction.
Okay, trying to hit that instruction thing to see if we can get it to repeat it. So, I don't know why it didn't say that we've reached it. So that, I don't know. I'm going to go back to the... Well, okay. It usually when you go to main menu, it does ask you if you want to cancel the route. But it didn't ask us that, so it must have thought that we did reach it, but it didn't announce it for some reason like the other two did. So I don't know what's going on with that, but I don't know. Hard to say on that one. All right, I'm going to go ahead and pause this and head back home here, and then we'll go ahead and wrap things up. Oh, let me give you the battery state on this. Let me end the app. Let me terminate it in the task manager, or the app manager, I guess we should call it. All right. Now, well, wait a minute. Okay, we are at 51%. So after doing that, we started out at 85%, and now we're at 51. So, you know, it did eat the battery quite a bit. Okay, let me go ahead and pause this and finish heading home here, and then we'll go ahead and wrap this up. All right, then, everybody. Made it home. And I did actually do a test on the way back with a Navigon. I entered my address as my destination. I did not run the Sendero GPS app also. And it did not interrupt itself. It did say that I had reached the destination, and it did say what side it was on, and it got it right. So I wonder if running that Sendero app also causes that last announcement to interrupt itself. I'm not sure. That's the only thing I can think at this point, because it when I didn't run it worked fine. So getting back to summarizing this, hopefully that gives you some idea. As far as what I would recommend, which ones, at this point I would say for navigation, there's also one made by Magellan, too, by the way. It's called the Magellan Roadmate. If anybody has tried that, does anybody know if it's accessible? The only thing is it doesn't work with iOS 4 yet, so it wouldn't be able to run in the background, which is a big thing. So, but I'm just wondering if that's accessible. But anyway, I would say at this point, if you can afford both of these, get Navigon and the TomTom app, because they both have some minor differences, but some people might find some of those minor things important. Hopefully, eventually, TomTom will fix that bug, too, where you have to turn off VoiceOver to get to the select button sometimes. But the Captain one, it's something to watch, but at this point, it's lacking some of the features. I'm not sure why it didn't say we had reached the destination. But plus, it doesn't have that help feature to tell where you're at. And the price of it, you're going to have to pay monthly, or it's if you wanted to get a permanent license, it is more expensive. So, I mean, certainly if you want to get that one, but I would have to rank that at this point at the bottom of these three. But the Navigon and the TomTom are pretty close as far as what they do. So what really doesn't it give you that the expensive ones do? Well, and this may or may not be important for some people, you don't get as descriptive of the street intersections, which some people may find useful. The other major feature that you don't really get is the ability to virtually explore the map, which I know for some people that's an important feature. I never use that really, so it's not a big loss for me. I think it gives you probably 85 to 90%. You know, between these applications, you have 85 or 90% of what you would have with the expensive GPS options. So hopefully you found this useful.
and helpful. If any of you would like to contact me, would love to know what you think, or if you have any other tidbits about these apps that maybe I didn't know, it's good that we can learn from each other. Here's my email address. It's my ham radio call, which is N, as in Nancy, or actually, well, I'm a ham, so I guess I should use the proper phonetic, November, N0OXY at charter, C-H-A-R-T-E-R, .net. And if any of you would like to email me, would love to hear from you. Let me know what you think. You know, again, if you have any other ideas about these apps, and I hope you found it useful. And I do appreciate you sticking the whole thing out with me. I've enjoyed doing this actually. It was a good walk, and it's definitely something I've enjoyed putting together. So, everyone, take care, and we'll hopefully talk sometime in the future.